I'm Dominic Allen, your Kix Country Informer.
Kix 99.1 goes one-on-one.
Thomas Rhett's songs have become part of the soundtracks of millions of people's lives. And he shares that the guy who was a big part of his and his wife's soundtrack as a couple is Eric Church.
We both were and still are obsessed with Eric Church. But I remember when we were, 16 years old, both of us had boots and two pink lines and all those older Eric Church songs. We kind of bonded over Eric Church in a strange way. And still to this day, man, Eric is something that when he makes records, we both look forward to those coming out.
Marian Morris is up for Female Artist of the Year, a category formerly called Female Vocalist of the Year, at next week's Academy of Country Music Awards. And Marin tells us she's thrilled about the change in the category description.
I'm excited. I love that the ACM's changed it from female vocalist to female artist. I never really understood the title of that category, even being a nominee, because what is it? Is it like the best singer that year, or is it the woman that had the biggest year? I think it should be more about like work-wise, who had just without a doubt the biggest year. I don't really think I'm gonna win because I don't think this is like my year right now. I think like my cycle would be next time.
Cody Johnson is a proud Texas native. And along the way, Cody has shared stages with the likes of some of Texas's most well-known musicians, including Pat Green, Corey Morrow, and even Wade Bowen. And Cody tells us that he owes a lot of those Texas-based artists.
I cut my teeth there. If all this stops and this is the ceiling as big as it gets right here, I'm still gonna go play. And I don't care if people call me a Texas musician to the day. I'm sure George Strait and Miranda Lambert don't really care if you call them that either. You know what I mean? But it's a school. It's a very hard school. And if you go through it, you know, it's like you graduate to that level of where those guys respect you. And that means a lot. It means the world. All those guys opened so many doors for me. You know, I feel like if I don't push my career as far as I can possibly push it, I'm really taking for granted the time that they spent trying to help me.
Music you should know. Kix 99.1.
Kix Brooks and Ronnie Dunn worried that their onstage antics back in the 90s and early 2000s were overshadowing their music and that that would be their legacy. They quickly learned that their music is what was bringing these artists to the table.
There were times throughout our career when we were blowing up inflatables bigger than our stage on stage, blowing confetti out every night, swinging like Tarzan to the stage I did for a whole tour out of the balconies, hanging onto a rope. It's amazing I'm not dead. On the encore with sweaty hands. I can't. The stuff we did, and even during that time, we would catch ourselves and talk about it a lot going, is the smoke, the lights, the nonsense, is that getting in the way of our music? We did continue to remind ourselves, this is about the music.
Matty and Tay will release a 5-song EP called One Heart to Another on April 26.
I think something that Matty and I want to say to people through our songs, especially in this new chapter of life, is that, you know, we've lived a lot of life in the past couple of years, but no matter what phase we go through, we always want to have that self-confidence and self-awareness to just go through any type of chapter that life throws at us. You know, we've had some ups and downs, but through it all, we've just stayed ourselves and we've stayed true to our songwriting. And I think a lot of people are going to learn that about us if they didn't know it already, and hopefully love it.
Lanco released a brand new single called Rival.
It's a movement for revival. Yeah, if you ain't with me, you're the rival, rival.
It's the first off their upcoming sophomore album, described as an anthem. And Brandon Lancaster of Lanco tell us how the idea for Rival came about.
You know, we were talking one night, kind of just about things that we felt we were kind of going through, and then that kind of turned to a conversation about things we had gone through in our life, and then realizing, you know what, it doesn't matter who you are or where you come from or what you're doing in life. Everyone has a moment where they feel like, you know, their back is against the wall, where maybe people aren't rooting for them. And just kind of saying, you know what, let's write this anthem that you know, it's important to tell people that, you know, you matter and that you're important, and be proud of who you are, be proud of where you come from, and go do what you want in life. And if there is anyone that wants to stand in your way, that's all right. That's just reality, and chalk them up as a rival and use them as motivation.
The top five trending songs in country music right now.
The top five songs this week. Michael Ray's One That Got Away came in at number 5. Riley Green's There Was This Girl fell to number 4. Brett Young's Here Tonight rose to number 3. Chris Stapleton's Millionaire at number 2. And for the 5th week in a row, Luke Combs holds on to that number 1 spot for Beautiful Crazy.
Yeah, she's crazy. She's crazy. She's crazy. But her crazy's beautiful to me.
I'm Dominic. Rick Allen, and you can check back next week for more from your Kix Country Informer.